Hello, everybody. It's Sunday. It's really, really hot here in Toronto. My air conditioning has already been turned off in my building, so I'm sweating to the oldies here, because there's a lot of people living in my building. Anyways, I thought I could take a bong hit here with you. It's Sunday. Usually I start early on Sundays, and then I stop earlier as well, because, well, I gotta work tomorrow and go to the office. And I just want to talk a wee bit about gaming, and maybe some wrestling again. We'll see. But, got my piece here filled up with ice. Cheers! Wow, that was beautiful. Oh, that did it. Oh, that's it. Wow. You know what's the good thing about not doing this shit for 3 weeks? When you start doing it again, you need such very little amount of weed in order for you to get fucked up. And that is exactly what just happened. That wasn't even a point two snap that I just... I didn't even do all of it. There's still some left, but I'm good and toasty. Anyways. I really, really would like a Destiny PS4. The white one. I mean, I would really, really, really want one. Because the way my game systems and stuff are set up... Actually, in my living room setup is as follows. I have my TV wall-mounted. I have my media player on top with the 2 terabyte internal drive. and then below that, the systems are in the following order. You have the Neo Geo AES first, of course, because it's the crown jewel in my retro gaming collection. My Xbox 360, which used to be my daily driver. Beside that is the Retron 5. Which is now my daily driver. Sorry, Xbox. Beside that is my Sega CD Genesis combination. The thing is, though, is it doesn't fit in there, so I have it vertically instead of horizontally because it doesn't fit. It's too wide. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to put the Sega CD and the Genesis away because, well, I'm experiencing some issues with the Sega CD drive. I hope I didn't break it. That during the move something happened to it. I hope I just have to clean the contacts, and I might test that later, actually. Because I would hate to see my fucking Sega CD being busted. The Sega CD I got only because it was one of those systems I really wanted as a kid. Actually, the Sega CD I still want, but I need a working one. And this is the hard part, is you can't find a working one anymore. Is I want the Sega CD version 1. Yes, the big one that goes underneath the big Genesis. That is probably the only combination of systems I still want. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to get it. I'll see. Maybe one day I will. But that would also mean... but I'm also no longer with that person, so fuck it. I can buy more game consoles. there is some advantages to having somebody not fucking tell you what to do all the time. There really is. Anyways, remember, your own personal happiness. No one's going to do it for you. No girl's going to do that for you. No guy's going to do that for you. No friend is going to do that for you. And no family member can even give that to you because, I mean, yeah, sure, having them in your life does make you happy. The thing is, though, is what about the times when they're not there? They're not with you 24/7. You have to make yourself happy. And there's nothing wrong being made happy by other people or by other beliefs. You know, to each their own. I'm not going to discriminate. It's a free world. At least I think it's a free world. But anyways, driving way off topic from retro gaming. God, I am baked. This is fucking awesome. I played some Streets of Rage last night, actually. I don't think I ever got all the way through. I think I got to the last boss and I got killed. Actually, no, I didn't even make it to the last boss. There was a boss that there was two of from a previous level. I think it was the boss from level 3 and they were doubled up. Or level 2. I don't know, one of the bosses from the first 3 levels, or two of them actually from the first 3 levels, were doubled up, and I think I got killed right there. So I tried it with codes, and I got all the way through to the end. The ending is cinematic, but there is absolutely no writing there. Like, absolutely no writing. There's no text. It's like, okay, it's done. Oh, everybody looks relieved and are gathered around everyone, and okay, I guess it's a happy ending. I don't remember Streets of Rage 2's ending exactly. I might play that in a bit. Or I might just do an audio boo where I talk about it as I play it. How about that? It'll be like Retro Gaming Monday, except without the fucking videos. Which I still would love to do again. You know, I really gotta find me a capture card. Like I said on Twitter a while back, the one that Harold has, there's tons of people selling it here in Toronto. I actually just checked recently again, and they're selling them used for $90. Like, these are all people who thought they were going to make videos and then realized, I'd rather have the money, probably is what happened. And so maybe in the next 2 weeks I might pick one up, because I really like one. I would love to do the videos again. I really would. And the thing is, though, is fuck, I want to build a new PC as well at some point in the future, which I designed for video edit. I will have to go through the parts list again. See, I wrote this parts list a year ago. It started. Yeah, as soon as I started my, working, I think, and that part list has now changed, I think, about 4 or 5 revisions, because every 3 to 4 months, like, the prices change of the parts, or better parts come out. So I'm constantly updating it. I remember talking about trying Apple, perhaps, but after reading all the fucking reviews for video editing, like, I wanted to try Mac Mini. But after researching it for months, and I mean months I researched it, I finally came across all these forums. Throughout the 2 months, this came a daily occurrence if I checked the boards. And that is, you know, when I want to get a Mac Mini for video editing, if I get the most expensive one, the one with, OS X server on it, what am I going to do? Or how am I going to, what do you guys think? And every single person there, and these are all people who do video editing, by the way. These are all video editing forums. They all say, you know what, for that price, you can build yourself an awesome Windows machine that will work much better and is far more economical. And there is no people backing up the Apple claims. And, anyways, so, everyone just says, build yourself a PC instead. And I'm the more and more I look at it, it's like, I don't know what are the advantages of using a Mac for this stuff. Like, I really don't. I would actually like to go to an Apple store and actually try video editing one and actually talk to them about it. Because it's like I'm talking economics. Because I can build a Windows system with legit licenses for as much as that thing costs. And my machine would last me 8 years. I build my own. I build my own machines. But I'm open-minded. I want to try something else as well. Why not? And just educate myself about it. I don't know. But I think I would stick to just using a PC for this stuff. I'm familiar with the programs in Windows. But it's just, I want to know what is the advantage. Like, I would like to actually edit an entire clip on a Macintosh or on a MacBook Pro. I guess I would have to do it or one of those gigantic 27-inch iMacs or Power Max even. That thing is like 18,000 bucks or something like that. No, it wasn't 18 grand. What was it? I don't know. It's a ginormous power server machine, whatever. It looks pretty cool. It's in the shape of a turbine, but there's a lot of power under that hood. I would honestly love to see one of those in action and see what it's like. Okay, blow me away. Edit up a clip of something. Add headings and whatever not. And make it look like something you could upload to YouTube. Go. It's like I'm asking you to convince me. I remember going through Apple's product page back in the day when I worked night shift. And I would just read and read and read about specs and everything on the Apple website, like how much would it cost, like building fantasy systems and not actually checking out with them. Things like that. But anyways, it was pretty awesome to do the whole research. I learned a lot about it. But again, I don't know. Maybe I should look at YouTube and see if somebody's already done this comparison. Who knows? Should take a look. I've never looked for that. Let's try that. Anyways, so yeah, if I had a new video editing machine, I would definitely do YouTube videos again. Victor wants to do it so that we record the video and record audio as we play through our professional systems. Now, here's the thing. There's a couple of ways him and I can do this. The ghetto way, but the easiest way, not the easiest way. It would be the easiest to capture, but it would be the hardest to edit. Just like how I record the videos, or like how I'm recording this now, I have a headset on. I have earbuds with a mic on it. And so it's hands-free. I can comment as I play. And Victor would have to be wired up the same way. We would have to use our phone's audio recorders. He has an Android phone, so I'm not sure how you would do it on that, but I'm, of course, very sure that it's possible and easy to extract that said audio file, you know, to your computer. I would imagine. Come on. I would expect that from Android, for God's sakes. Anyways. And I'm not getting into the whole phone war thing. Ah, fuck it. Maybe I will. But, I really would like to do those videos again, though. It would be fun. And doing them as Victor and I do playthroughs, especially now with the Retron 5. If I got that, I forgot the fucking name of the goddamn card. And I was just looking at it earlier. Earlier in the month, actually, I was looking at it. Anyways, whatever the fuck that thing is. So, and then we would do playthrough videos again. So that would be us tag teaming through a game, like we usually do. But I just think it would look really, really good. And it would be a lot of fun to record and listen to again. The thing is, though, is when I edit it that way, I have two audio channels, again, that are separate. However, because you're both in the same place, it would be a lot easier to synchronize. And then you just line up the audio. And there would be no delay, because we're not doing it over Skype. Actually, it wouldn't be that difficult now that I think of it. Because, I'm thinking of back in the day when Harold and I did it, you know, when we both each recorded own audio track, and then tried to multi-track edit that, along with the delays, along with background noise, along with the fucking echoes, because you can hear yourself in his headphones, or in vice versa. Oh my god, that was so awful back then. It was a pain in the ass to edit. Editing was not fun, but I had fun doing the show then, though. This was a new thing. I thought it was awesome. Anyways. Wow, I am completely... completely fucking blitzed out. But I'm quite happily relaxed. This is exactly the kind of effect that I want from cannabis, actually. This exact feeling. Relaxed, not falling asleep, but just chilled out, melted into, you know, to your chair. And having your feet reclined and just being like, fuck, this is awesome. I'm very calm. And I have really bad cotton mouth. Holy fuck. Anyways, how much time do I have left here? 4 minutes. Holy shit, I feel like I've been talking for an hour. But on the other hand, time is kind of slowed down for me right now, if you can't tell. But I actually really like the effects of this one. I really like the effects. And you're still awake enough, so you're kind of 50-50 baked. And this is actually what I like as of recent. I like the 50-50 hybrids. I just like to relax these days, be calm, and giggle and laugh. That's my favorite. Anyways, do I talk about anything else for 4 minutes or not? Oh yes, indie wrestling. Okay, again, going to continue with the whole, you have choices. I have about 3 minutes and 40 seconds to say so. Check your local indie wrestling. Like, look up, let's say you live in the state of New York. Look up Indie Wrestling New York, and then just see what is near your area, or if there's like websites that show all the indie shows there. I know you have Ring of Honor shows in New York pretty regularly, same in Philadelphia. If you live in Pennsylvania, specifically Philly, if you live in Philadelphia, New York City, maybe Auburn, New York, you would have very good wrestling down there. Absolutely. Then, of course, you also have a lot in the South. I mean, there's specific areas you would want to live in order to see the best indie wrestling. If you live in California, I have no idea what the fuck's out there. Or I know there's some in Seattle, Washington. In this case, John, if you ever fucking listen to this, which I fucking doubt, just Google Seattle indie wrestling. And I'm very sure you'll get tons, like a couple of pages that'll show you local indie events. And you want to try it out. Also, before you go to any of these indie events, hot tip. Do not, actually, you know what, I'm going to do that in a separate audio boo. I'm going to say some tips about checking out indie wrestling. Toodles.